one thing that I believe, it's that the wind can make you a child again. If there's one thing that I believe, it's that the wind can make you a child again. If there's one thing that I believe, it's that my body will be the same wherever I believe. Oh. Thank you.
That was, let's see, a whole bunch of songs. The Before the World Was Big by Girlpool. Did I play that before the break?
Yeah.
And then I played Room by Pale Hound, Ring Score by Florist, that what?
LA by
Pencil. That's a really good tune.
Yeah, Wild Band. Pencil is like partially members of the band Big Thief, which is really cool, which is a very different sound.
Yeah, Big Thief is dope.
And it was just 100 million by Charlie Hilton.
Which is interesting because the Girlpool song has a line that says 100 million,
101 million
trillion times, yeah. I was just watching their Tiny Desk concert yesterday.
Girlpool?
Yeah, it's like the most like low key Tiny Desk concert. Like they look like. Like sometimes, like I don't know if you have you seen like Blue Man Group's Tiny Desk concert,
no.
Or I don't know, like some bands just like try super hard, like have like a full orchestra for some reason, or like maybe if that's like their thing, then it's cool. But Girlpool was just like literally just the two of them standing next to each other with a bass and a guitar, singing. It was so cool.
When I saw them
yeah, live. Yeah.
Well, now I'm really happy that they have a drummer.
Noah is in love with the drummer been doing stuff with. I mean, not like, the drummer, but the fact that Girlpool has a drummer.
I was like, every time I would listen to Girlpool songs, and I was just like, oh, this song would be so cool if it had like a banging drum. it's. I mean, I love the music without it, and like, totally.
I love them, you know, but.
Yeah. But I was just like, when I heard that there were drums on the new Girlpool album, I was like,
oh. Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
And yeah, so yeah, there were two songs that came off so far. I don't know when the album's coming out, but it gets more Blue. Ooh. And 1-2-3. 1-2-3 I think I like a little more.
Yeah, they're both good. People on it has more listens on Spotify, so
really?
They'd agree with you. The album's gonna be released May 12th, my little sister's birthday.
Wow, that's really soon.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Yeah.
1-2-3 is the first track. 8 total. There are 2 available on Spotify.
Yeah.
But we've also played it, like, I feel like on our past, like, 6 or 7 radio shows. Yeah. Really, ever since it came out, we've been listening to it.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that I showed Noah.
Yeah.
Which is big.
I was listening to it, and I was like, what?
Noah's pretty tapped into the music releases, but I got him. Haha.
Yeah. So, what do you want to play?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about this show I'm going to on Friday. Speaking of all this awesome women playing rock music that we've been doing, I'm seeing Frankie Kosmos with Real Estate.
Oh.
On Friday at Paradise. And I'm super hyped because I've never seen Frankie, but I've been a big fan for a long time. And she played Tufts and I didn't go, and Noah went and played, and I want to talk about it, but we can move on.
Yeah.
She wasn't Frankie Kosmos back then.
Well, she was. She just wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't touring with Frankie. She was playing bass with Porches.
Yeah.
And so I was going to play a Frankie Kosmos song and then, you know, kind of continue with the music that we want to play for all of you lovely humans out there who are tuned in. We got 8.
All 8 of you.
If you're out there. Well, 8 plus like the entirety of Brown and Brew.
That's true.
Because Brown and Brew is always playing this. Shout out to Brown and Brew. Hope you enjoy our music. Hope you enjoy our weird tangents about stuff. I had someone who would tell me that they listened to our show last week and then was like, oh yeah, but I tuned in like this really weird part where you guys were like kind of like jabbering about a train for like 15 minutes. I was like, oh yeah, like that.
All,
right, of course.
That viewer, that was not 15 minutes. We have the record it is. Show. It was like 4 to 5 minutes
of straight talking, trying to guess what note the train tooted when it tooted on by.
Yeah, when it tooted on by.
But there are so many people in Brown and Brew who could recount that, I'm sure, because we're famous.
Yeah.
Let's play a song. This is Owen.
Oh.
Too. ride the wallow.
That was
Crumb with Bones, and before that Tiny Hazard with Econ, and before that Frankie Cosmos with Owen. DJ Time Cop, I think it's time we read a little PSA.
I believe it is.
For our listeners at Tufts Educational Radio. Do you want to pull one up? And I'll pop a little instrumental behind you.
I just think that maybe this, yeah. Could you throw on some like Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Do you want like the Sarah McLachlan or like other Sarah
Can
McLachlan?
Can I get a deep cut from Sarah McLachlan?
Deep cut, yeah. Let's go back. 2006. Oh, that's a Christmas album. You don't want that.
What ravages of spirit? Hello, everyone. My name is DJ Time Cop. Today I want to talk to you about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp, toxic. It sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one's even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off of their ladders at the trauma center even last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project
do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. Been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I just want to let everyone know, it looks like it's like a little bit damp out, so be extra careful
with outdoor ladders today.
With outdoor ladders, with where your footing is. I said I didn't want this one. I thought, is this the big one? Oh, God. This is what I was trying to avoid.
All right. We're just going to move on.
Yep. Listen, please. Don't think I'm...
on the ass, no smoke, can't get a peek to the deck. 8-10
Hey guys, I hope you can hear me. Club in downtown Sarasota. Got the whole Sarasota Lakewood Ranch Keller Williams team here. And but first, most important, the white team.
Oh, I look terrible.
Whatever. And then you got him. We're gonna have some fun and laugh till it hurts. See ya.
Stop your cleaning.
that last song was Twister by Sturgeon off of Don't Go. Sturgeon was a little band that was around Tufts for DJ Time Cop in my freshman year.
Yeah.
Formed with our friends Lee Finaway, Veronica, Jim O'Donnell was in it.
Thanks, Eric, for playing the drums.
That one drummer that me and Noah always saw for a whole year, all the time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a dope album. They really did a really good thing. They like formed their senior year, wrote this dope album, played these great shows, like played out in Boston once, and then kind of like moved on and went on with their lives and live in different places.
Yeah.
But it's a dope album.
Yeah. Great. And music. Veronica's still making.
We both
music.
Like it. Yeah, of course. Do you know if she's put anything out? Out.
Girl.
Up girl.
Dumb girl.
Dumb girl. What's that?
You didn't heard that before?
No.
Put it out like last summer.
On Bandcamp?
On SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud.
It might also be on Bandcamp, but.
Is it through Sturgeon?
No.
Dumb Girl being its own band?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I look it up right now?
Okay.
Play it? By Run DMC?
No.
is Dumb Girl the name of the group?
Yes.
Dumb Girl. One word or what?
I don't know. Just go to like the Tucker likes and share.
Go to Tucker SoundCloud. Oh, there's a lot of Tuckers. I'm going to play a different song.
Yeah.
And then we're going to look it up. And then we're going to come back to you. And we're going to find it.
Here. Stall. I got it.
We are not professionals. And that's okay. This is free form. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I love free form.
You have to listen to us. We read a PSA so we can get away with being bad DJs.
Yeah, I mean, this
we're not bad DJs. Shows. You're a bad listener. No, that's rude. Yeah, I'm sorry. What am I? I'm just nervous. Everyone, make sure to fill out your course evals. Something I have to do today. I've been putting it off for a while, but now's the time.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong thing. Found it, and it's right. I don't like... Yeah, here it is.
So this is Dumb Girl?
Yeah,
fourth try.
Really
nope.
I'm just gonna go through all of them.
Thank you.
A song by Dumb Girl, by PHF, Clyro,
and then two by Really Big Pinecone.
Yeah, two by Really Big Pinecone. We played Murky Depths and then Eggy Eyes, which are usually occur in opposite order on that album. Really, Really Big Pinecone. So the band is called Really Big Pinecone. I think they have something in the works that's coming out soon. Really good band. In the background right now we have Dream Chris For Now by Body Meat. This is a band that I found out about
Body Meat.
I found out about them yesterday and I was just like, whoa. I was just like blown away by it. They're just like super good musicians. But yeah.
Yeah, so, we got 5 more minutes, which means we have like 4 or 5 more songs that we want to play. So we're gonna play probably 1 or 2 of them.
Yeah.
I want to play this song that our friend Tucker showed me on Saturday night by Somersault called Driving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'll let this instrumental play out for the next minute, though, because it sounds cool.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a sec.